भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोजिता जनयत तास वैराग्यम ज्ञानं च जद अहितुकम्। वासुदेव भगवती, वासुदेव इज अनदर नेम ऑफ कृष्णा बिकॉज कृष्णा अपीयर्स एज द सन ऑफ वसुदेव। व्हेनेवर कृष्णा अपीयर्स he appears as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. Krishna is the origin of everyone. So how there can be a father and mother of Krishna? Krishna is described as sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham Adirhi Devana. Devana, the demigods, the first demigod is Lord Brahma, the first living creature within this universe. Then Vishnu, then Lord Shiva, then other demigods, Indra, Chandra, Surya, many, some millions. So, how Vasudev can become his father, so that his name is famous as Vasudev, son of Vasudev. The thing is, the Vasudev formerly underwent severe austerities and he wanted a son like Krishna. So Krishna agreed that like me, there is nobody else. Krishna is asama urdhva. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is above him. Therefore, Vasudev, in his previous birth, he wanted Krishna like a son like Krishna. See, he could not find anyone like him. Therefore, he agreed himself to become his son. The idea is that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he comes upon this material world, just like ordinary human child, he accepts his devotee as his father, his devotee as his mother. That is the way. Therefore, Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudev and he is well known as Vasudev. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullama. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that a person advancing in spiritual knowledge must come to the point of understanding Vasudev, Vasudev, then his knowledge is perfect. Bahunam janmanam ante, not ordinary men, but those who are actually searching after the Supreme Absolute Truth, such persons, bahunam janmanam ante, after many, many births of searching like that, he understands that Vasudev is everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Sa mahatma sudullabha. Such mahatma, an advanced soul, mahatma and khudratma, aduratma, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge, they are called mahatma. And the symptom of mahatma is Mahatmanasti mang prartha devi prakriti maasrita bhajanti ananna manaso. Mahatma is not changing a dress or having a big beard. Mahatma is described. Who is Mahatma? মহাত্মা মহাত্মা অনুষ্ঠ মাং পার্থ দৈবী প্রকৃতি মাস মহাত্মা ইজ নট আন্ডার দি কন্ট্রোল অফ দিস মেটিরিয়াল এনার্জি হি ইজ আন্ডার দি শেল্টার অফ স্পিরিচুয়াল এনার্জি দৈবী প্রকৃতি অ্যান্ড দি সিমটম ইজ ভজন্তি অনন্য মনসু হি হ্যাজ নো আদার বিজনেস দেন টু সার্ভ দি সুপ্রিম পার্সোনালিটি ভজন্তি ভজ সেবায়া দিস ভজ ধাতু ইজ ইউজ ইন দি সেন্স অফ সার্ভিস ভজন্তি দি ভজন্তি ওয়ার্ড ইজ ইউজ ইন ভগবদ গীতা মেনি প্লেসেস ভজন্তি আর্থ অর্থা জিজ্ঞাসু চতুর্বিধা ভজন্তে মাং চতুর্বিধা ভজন্তে মাং সুকৃতি ন অর্জুন সুকৃতি সুকৃতি মিন্স পায়াস দোজ হু হ্যাভ ডান পায়াস অ্যাক্টিভিটিস দে কাম টু দি পজিশন অফ ভজন্তি নট অল এস দ্যাট ইজ অলসো এক্সপ্লেইন ইন অ্যানাদার প্লেস যে সব অন্তর্গতম পাপম দোজ হু হ্যাভ ফিনিশ their sinful activities. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam. Those who are actually engaged in pious activity. Therefore, according to our Vedic civilization, people are advised to act piously. If a man is very poor, he has nothing to give in charity or make sacrifice, go to the Ganges, take your bath. That is also pious, pious activities. So in this way, the whole life, whole Vedic civilization is based on inducing people to engage, to be engaged in pious activities. Because by acting piously, one day they come to the stage of bhajan. India is trained by culture, by birth. The land of Bharatvarsha is Punyabhumi. Still, you'll find in Kumbh Mela, many millions of people will come to take bath, to take deep into the Ganges, because they think it is pious. So, through the veins of Indians, the spiritual fluid is flowing. Unfortunately, the leaders are misguiding them, and they are becoming atheists generally. It is a very regretful situation. So anyway, after many pious activities, one may come to the platform of Bhagavad Bhajan. Chaturvidha bhajante ma. Sukriti na arjuna. Artho arthati jigyasu jnani cha bharatarsa. Four classes of man. Those who are distressed, artho, suffering. Everyone is suffering, but those who are acutely suffering. Artho arthati, those who are in need of some money. Artho are jignyasu, and inquisitive, what is God? And jnani, means actually those who are in knowledge, they are searching after. The four classes of men begins bhajan. Not the other opposite numbers are Namang duskritina murha prapadante naradhama. Those who are duskritina, background is simple, sinful activities. They cannot take. So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sruta Goswami is explaining in the meeting of Naimisharanya. He says, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. If you begin your bhakti yoga, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga can be applied only to Vasudeva Bhagavati. Bhakti Yoga is not applied anywhere. The Shastra does not say it. Bhakti means to serve. And yoga, the process, that is described in the Bhagavad Gita also. Bhagavad Gita is Bhakti Yoga. Maya sakta mana prartha yogam junjana madasraya. Madasraya. After taking shelter of Krishna or representative of Krishna. Krishna or representative of Krishna, you have to take shelter. Madasraya. In Narottam Das Thakur says, Asraya laiya bhaje, Krishna tare nahi taje. Anyone who takes asraya and begins his bhajan, Krishna tare nahi taje. Krishna cannot give him up. Krishna will accept him. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva vigacchet. In the Bhagavat also it is said, tasmat gurum prapaddita jigyasu se uttamam. Those who are inquisitive, brahma jigyasu, jigyasu sriyam uttamam. Sriyam means the ultimate benefit, goal of life. People are very much attached to the immediate benefit. Just like children. Children, if you give him 2 pice worth lozenges, he is very much attached. But if you want to engage him in education, he is not very much attached. So there are two things, Sreya and Priya. Priya means immediate enjoyment. And Sreya means future benefit. The Sreya Uttamam, everyone is doing something just like a child is being educated for future happiness. But this happiness, this material happiness, is temporary. Even if you are educated very nicely, become a big lawyer or high court judge, or anything, big post, they are all temporary. Because as soon as the body is finished, everything is finished. Then again you have to take birth. There is no guarantee what kind of birth. Suppose you get birth again in human society, then you have to take again education. Again, if you want to become some deep force. Therefore, everything here is temporary. Anitya. Anitya. Anitya means they are not permanent. But here it is said Sriya Uttamam. Uttamam means Udgata Tama, Jasma. This material world is called Tama. Therefore, Vedic advice is Tamasi Ma, Jyotirgama. Don't remain in this darkness. Try to go to the light, Jyotirgama. So, Uttamam means, this word you have an Uttam. The Uttam means transcendental, beyond this material world. So there is a Sriya, ultimate benefit of life, beyond this material world. So one who is interested the Sriya or ultimate benefit of life beyond this material world, for him there is need of accepting a Guru. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jigyasu sriyam uttamam. Uttamam. Not for this. Generally, people go to accept a Guru for some material benefit. For cheap ashirvad, so that he can become more opulent in this material world. But that is not Sriya. These things will be finished. these things will be finished with your body, and body is sure to be finished. Mittu sarva harastaham, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that I am the death, and I take away everything at the death, at the time of death. Mittu sarva harastaham. You make all assets. You make good bank balance, skyscraper, building, good family, everything. But everything will be taken away at the time of death. Then another chapter. Then you do not know what chapter begins. That will depend on your karma. The same thing, contamination. As you have made your mental condition, sadatad bhava bhavit, you'll get. Nature will give a similar body. This is going on. Karmanad vaivanatrena. Jantar deha upapatti. By karma, everyone is working. But everyone is working in three modes of nature. This material world, there are three modes of nature. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. So if you are working in tamagun, then you are preparing a body, a tamagun. If you are working in rajagun, then you are preparing a body for rajagun. Similarly, satagun. Everything is described in the Bhagavad Gita. What is the different results? Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastva. Those who are working in satagun, they will go to the higher planetary system. There are Janalok, Mahalok, Tapalok, Brahmalok, Satyalok, Siddhalok. You go there. Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastva, madhye tishtanti rajasa. And if you want to remain in the middle planetary system, then that is rajagun. And jaghanna guna vrittistha adho gacchanti tamasa. And those who are working in tamagun, jaghanna, most abominable behavior. And they will go to the animal kingdom or the lower planetary system. This is the process. As you are contaminating, karanam guna sangasya sadasat janma jonishu. Sat and asat janma. Why there are so many varieties of that? Cats, dogs, trees, aquatics, birds, beasts, human beings, demigods, civilized, uncivilized, so many. Why there are so many varieties? Karanam guna sangasya. As he is associating with different types of qualities, he is getting a different types of body. This is going on. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanda bhramite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa paye bhakti lata bij. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, the living entity is rotating within this universe, brahmanda bhramite. Sometimes this planet, sometimes that planet, sometimes this body, sometimes that body. In this way, he is rotating from time immemorial. But by chance, by fortune, if he gets in touch of a proper guru, and then he gets Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripa. By Krishna's mercy, he gets Guru, and Guru's mercy, he gets Krishna. Simultaneous. If he is actually serious about Krishna, Krishna consciousness, this is important there. When we hear about Krishna, therefore satsanga is required to awaken that Krishna consciousness, dormant Krishna consciousness within everyone's heart. Everyone's heart there, because he's part and parcel of Krishna. Just like a boy who has left his home from childhood, somehow or other separated from his rich father, loitering in the street. But he's reminded, he can remember. Similarly, we are all sons of the most opulent father, Aishajasya Samagrasya Bijasya Jasasasya. Unfortunately, I have forgotten. We are thinking that I am American, I am Indian, and this and that, and toiling and laboring hard, struggle for existence. That would be most beneficial welfare activity is Krishna consciousness. We are reminding people that you are son of such great personality, of Krishna. Why don't you go back to your home? Why you are rotting in this material world, suffering? This is the mission. They require this education. When one understands that I am rotting here, this nasty place, this is a nasty place, not only this material planet, anywhere within this material world. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinantu. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, where the duration of life you cannot calculate, and the standard of life is very, very good, but still, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinantu, wherever you go, the janma mrityu jarabhyadi is there. You cannot avoid. So, this information, Krishna consciousness is, even up above Brahma-loka. Therefore, it is the most beneficial welfare activities in the world, Krishna consciousness, to awaken Krishna consciousness. So, this awakening is possible when one is engaged in the devotional service of Vasudeva, Krishna. Just like these boys, these European American boys, foreigners, they have been engaged in the service of Vasudeva. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam. This is Archan. This offering arati, bhog, and Savanam Kirtanam, chanting Hare Krishna mantra and hearing. These are the devotional processes, nine processes. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasam, Sakham Matma Nivedanam. So this is called Bhakti Yoga. So here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Vasudeva, Krishna. Who is Krishna? Bhagavan, Bhagavati. He is not ordinary person, ordinary person. He is Bhagavan. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam. There are many Bhagavans, but the original Bhagavan is Krishna. Aham adhiri devanam, aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. So in this way, Krishna is the supreme. Therefore, here it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati. Don't consider Krishna as human being. Abhijananti māga mūrhā mānasim tanu māsita. Because he comes to show actually what is God. He comes as human being. That does not mean he is like us, human being. Just like in the prison house, if sometimes the governor goes to inspect and the prisoners think, oh, now governor is also one of us. He has become a prisoner. Just like Mahatma Gandhi went to the prison house, and the pickpocket, if he thinks, now Mahatma Gandhi is also one of us. This is wrong. This is wrong. Abhajananti māga mūra. Because he's mūra, the pickpocket, he's thinking that Mahatma Gandhi is also like me. Or the governor, he has come into the prison house, therefore he is also like one of us. No. Out of his mercy, he comes. The people are searching after God. These so-called speculators, big scholars, they are trying to understand God. God may be like this, may be like that. Why maybe? You do not know God. Just admit that you do not know. Why you are cheating? Maybe means you do not know. So why don't you say, I do not know? But these rascals will say, maybe like this. Why maybe? Here is God. I am like this, Krishna says. Krishna says, here I am. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam kalpattate. And he is worshipped by all sages, saintly persons. When Arjuna admitted him that Krishna, you are Parabrahma. Parabrahma parangdhama pavitram paramam bhava purusham shashvatam. You are purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. Shashvata means eternally. Not that you are now enjoyer and formally you are something else. No. Shashvata, purusha, adhyam, original. So, this is the appreciation of Krishna after reading Bhagavad Gita. If you do not understand Krishna, if you try to banish Krishna, then what kind of reading of Bhagavad Gita? This is all nonsense. If actually one understands Bhagavad Gita, if he has actually studied, then just like Arjuna, he'll admit, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. That is Arjuna's experience after hearing Bhagavad Gita. And he said that you are accepted by great personalities, Asita, Narada, Vyasa, Devala, big personalities. So, Swayamcha, you are also speaking yourself. We have heard from Shastras and authorities, and you are speaking personally, therefore I accept you that you are Parabrahma. This is the study of Bhagavad Gita. So, God is explaining Himself personally, and He is accepted by authorities, not only in days of yore, formerly, but recently within 500, 700 years, big acharyas, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami, big acharya, stalwart, latest within 500 years, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone accepts Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. And these rascals are searching out what is God. Just see their rascalness. God is here and is searching. So, those who are searching after God, and if they are making some proposition, thesis, these are all nonsense, cheating. You do not know God, you admit. That is very good. But why you are making thesis? By God is not subjected to your mental speculation. That is confirmed in the Brahma Sangita. Panthastu koti satavatsa sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sapvastija prapadasimna avichinta tatte govindamadi purusam tavaham. Panthastu koti satavasya. We have got experience of flying by the airplane. It goes 500, 600, 1000 miles per hour. But here it is said, panthastu koti satavasya sampragamma vayu rathapi. On the aeroplane of the speed of air or on the speed of mind, you can understand the speed of mind. You are sitting here, immediately you can go to London, 10,000 miles away. The speed of mind you can understand. So here is even on the speed of mind, not this 1,000 mile speed or 500 mile speed, on the speed of mind. The speed of mind means within a second it can go millions of miles. That is the speed of mind. So it is said, panthastu, and with that speed, if you go on, koti satavastha sambra, for many millions of years, to find out where is God, it is impossible. You cannot. Panthastu koti satavastha sampragamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana. And by whom? Munipunga, great saintly persons. So still avichinta tatte, still it remains avichinta tatte. You cannot understand. Nāyamātmā pravacanena labhya. In the Vedas it is said, simply by argument, speculation, you cannot understand. You have to understand God or from His divinity. Otherwise it is not possible. This is the process. So, therefore, it is said that Vasudeva Bhagavati, if you engage yourself in devotional service, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, not other yoga, Jnana Yoga, Karma Yoga, Dhyana Yoga, Hatha Yoga, they will not be appreciated. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Krishna said, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. Krishna never says, by process of jnana or karma or yoga, no. You cannot. Bhaktyamam Abhijanati. And he speaks to Arjuna, Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktosi Priyosi Me. So without bhakti, without bhakti yoga, there is no possibility of understanding what is God. Take it for certain. Therefore, the Bhagavad says, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. If you apply Bhakti Yoga in the Supreme Personality of God, Vasudeva Bhagavati, then what will be the result? The result is, Janayati Asu Vairagam. Jnanancacadahitaka. Two things required for perfection of life. Jnana and vairagya. Jnana means perfect knowledge. What is that perfect knowledge? Aham Brahmasmi. I am not this American, Indian, or this and that. I am Brahmavastu. I am part and parcel of God. God is Parabrahma. And I am also part and parcel, therefore I am also Brahma. The part and parcel of gold is gold. One has to realize that I am not this body, matter. I am spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. That is called jnana. These are not jnana. They are different expansion of jnana. This so-called university education, DSC, PSC, they're simply expansion of ajnana. He is, again, therefore, the more a person is so-called scientist educated, he is more godless. That means he is going deeper and deeper into the ajnana. Because jnana means to know God. That is not real jnana. Bhunam janmanamante jnanavam. Māṅga prabhadyate. They are not ajñānava. Then if you do not know God, if you do not know what you are, if you do not know what is your relationship with God, then what is your jñāna? That jñāna for eating, sleeping, mating, the cats and dogs they have got. Do you mean to say, to have better knowledge how to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, or how to have sexual intercourse nicely, is that jñāna? No, they are all ajnana. They are the business of the cats and dogs. Real jnana is to know aham brahmasmi, brahma bhuta prasannatma, naso chatina. That is real jnana. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. If you apply Bhakti Yoga to Vasudeva Krishna, the Supreme Personality, then very soon, Janayati Asu. Asu means very soon. Janayati Asu. Vairagyam. Vairagyam. Just see, these boys and girls of America and Europe, they are too much addicted because their father, mother, their civilization is to be attached to material enjoyment. Actually they were. Now see their Vairagyam. Practical. There is no theoretical. As soon as you engage yourself, Vasudeva Bhagavati, these young girls, one of my students is, was, she's girls, She was a great artist, dancing girl in Australia. She gave up everything and came to me. Swamiji, make me your disciple. I saw her father and mother in Australia. A very beautiful girl, very big heading in newspaper that such and such girl has left everything. This is Vairagya. Very profitable business she was earning. All of them, they are all qualified. They are not like our Indian boys and girls, uneducated or illiterate. No. They are well qualified. They can earn any amount of money. But Vairagyam, Janayati Yasu Vairagyam, this she practically. And Gyanam, bring any so-called Sanya and Jovics and talk with them about Gyanam. They will be, victorious. Even they are with me for only 4 and 5 years. So this is practical, this is not story. If you actually want Gyanam and Vairagyam, then Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayati. Janayati Asu, very soon. Ahoitukam. Nobody can give any reason how this man has become. Actually, our Indians and appreciate how this European family become so nice devotees. Ahoitukam. Ahoitukam, you cannot ascertain how the reason. It is Krishna's favor. It is Krishna's favor. So anyone can take advantage. We are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement that you take to Krishna consciousness, your life will be perfect. And what is the perfection of life? Jnana and Vairagya. Because everyone is working under the wrong impression that I am this body. Therefore, he is ajnana. He does not know that I am not this body. As soon as he comes to the understanding that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, then Gyan immediately he will inquire, then what is the activities of the spirit soul? So far I have worked for the interest of my this body, but I have done nothing with the interest of my spirit, I am the spirit soul. That is bhakti yoga. The activities of the spirit soul, the activities of Brahma is bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is not material activities. Bhakti yoga is spiritual, pure spiritual activities. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita you will find Manchabhyavicharini bhakti yogena jasevate. Abhyavicharini, unadulterated bhakti yoga. Jasevate, anyone who is engaged in unadulterated bhakti yoga. Sagunan samadhitaitam. Brahma Bhuyakal. Immediately he realizes his identification as Brahma. So Gunan, these Satarajatama Guna, I have described already. He immediately transcends. Mukti means to get out of the influence of the Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. That is Mukti. Now here is the assurance by the Lord Himself. Anyone who is engaged in unadulterated, without any mixture, without any adulteration, pure bhakti. Then abhyavicharini, bhakti yogena jesava, same thing as it is said in the Bhagavad. Bhakti yogena, bhakti yoga prerita. Sagunan samatitta etan, brahma bhuyakal. He immediately becomes transcendental to these material modes of nature and he becomes Brahma. Brahma bhuta prasannatma. Nasurachatina. These things are there. So we require gyan. Gyan means to understand his own self. Unless one understands that I am not this body, there is no gyan. Anyone, however scholar he may be, therefore it is called maya apurita gyana. If we say that a so-called educated person is in ajnana because he does not know what he is. That was admitted by Sanatana Goswami. He was Prime Minister of Nawab Hussain Shah Khan. And he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So he submitted himself, surrendered himself to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by saying that Gramma Vyavaharaya Loke Kahaya Pandit. Gramma Vyavahar, by this usual way, my neighborhood person, they say Pandit. He was actually a very learned scholar in Sanskrit and Arabic and Persian language. He was minister in Nawab Hussain Shah government. So actually, people used to address him Panditji. But he admitted that these people call me Pandit, but I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. This is my Pandit. Gramma Vyavahare Kahaya Pandit, Satya Kari Mani, Apanar Hitahit Kichu Nahi Jani. I am such a rascal that I do not know what is the ultimate goal of life, and these rascals address me as Pandit. So you will find many Pandits like this, many learned scholars, and ask him what you are, he is silent. Where from you have come? Silent. Where you are going? Silent. What is God? Silent. So these kind of Panditta will not save you. If you actually want to save yourself from gliding down again to the lower abominable species of life, then you must take to Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, Vasudevi Bhagavati, then you will be enlightened. Vasudevi Bhagavati bhakti yoga prerita janati asu vairagya. Because vairagya means detachment. Detachment. When you understand that I do not belong to this establishment, then naturally you will be vairagya. Then what interest have got? The kurmis are very much attached. Kurmis, they are working very hard. They are thinking that this material advancement of life will make me happy. But that is not the fact. Therefore they are again. And the gyanis, when they are baffled in advancing or getting peace of mind or peace by material activities, then they say, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. This world is false. Brahma is real. But if he does not engage himself in Brahma activities, then he will also fall. The so-called Gyani. That has been proved. We have seen so many sannyasis. First of all, they say, this is false. The world is false. Let me take sannyas. And after remaining a few years of sannyas, then he learns how to eat meat, how to drink wine, how to associate with woman. Then come, he must have some business, that philanthropic work, open some school, open some hospital. Why? If his school and the whole world is false, why you are interested in his school, opening his schools and hospitals and this philanthropy? No, they are not very much interested. We are interested to open a school if there is education for Krishna consciousness. That we have opened in Dallas, Texas. Small children. That we are interested. Because that is Krishna, there is Krishna. But we are not interested in so-called godless education. That is not our business. So that is called vairagya. Vasudevi Bhagavati Vairagya, this is required. Bhakti Parasanubhava Virakti Annatrasyat. This is the bhakti means when he realizes God realization, then naturally he will become unattached to material activities. That is the test. Not that simply by having tilak or kanti one becomes a devotee. How much is detached to the material attraction? That is the test. That is the test. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prajita Janayati Asu Vairagyam. If he has no vairagya, if he is still attached to material things, his devotion is not yet found. So these things are very nice. I will request him to study what is bhakti, what is pure devotion, what is Vasudeva. Everything is there. It is a science, great science. It is not sentiment, neither it is so-called religious faith. It is a science. Vijnanam, jat vijnana samannita. So people do not know, therefore they take it as a religious movement and reject it. No, don't reject it. It is a science. You try to understand if you have got brain. So this bhakti yoga means pure bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga that is described by Rupa Goswami. Anna vilasita sunnam. Jnana vairagya anavritam. Anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Similarly in the Narad Pancharatra, it is stated, bhakti yoga. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam. Tatparatena nirmanam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti rucha. So long we are upadhi. I am American, I am Indian, or I am Brahman, I am Shudra, or I am black. These are upadhi. Because this is all bodily designation. This Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Shudra, this designation to make a systematic a progress of human life. But actually, when one becomes pure devotee, he is above all this. He is above all this. Chandalabhi Dijasrashta Hari Bhakti Parayana. Even one is Chandala, if he becomes a pure devotee, then he becomes better than a Brahmin. They are not ordinary things. So, pure bhakti yoga, this bhakti yoga means sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. One has to be free from all designation. Now these boys and girls, they have forgotten. Either they are American or Indian or African. They do not remember. They know that they are eternal servant of Krishna. That is pure bhakti. Sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. Tatparatena nirmulam. This is freedom. Nirmalam means mukti. Mala means dirty things. So long we are enwrapped with the dirty things, there is no bhakti. Tatparatena nirmalam. When this nirmal, when dirty things are washed away, you remain in pure spiritual life or spiritual body. Then the indriyas, the senses, you have got senses. In the spiritual life, you will also, not spiritual life does not mean without senses. Otherwise, why it is said, rishikena, rishik means indriya, senses. The senses are purified, not that the senses are gone. Just like if you have got cataract, if it is operated, the cataract is taken away, not the eye is taken away. Eyes must remain there. Then what is the use of treatment? Similarly, our senses at the present moment, they are contaminated. You have to make it purified. Tatparatena nirmalam. And when it is purified, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchyate. With that purified senses, when you serve Krishna, that is called bhakti. So bhakti is not ordinary thing. This is bhakti yoga. You have to understand it. You have to practice it. Under training, as these boys and girls are going, then you'll understand what is God. And as soon as you understand God, your relationship with God, then jnana and vairagya will be there. Jnana, by jnana you'll understand that you are not this material, any product of this material world. This is called vairagya, jnana. And vairagya means, if you are not interested in this material world, then your real interest is spiritual life. That makes your life successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.